Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Schuster, and it's a joy to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and for those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And today we will be using the proper readings for the Holy Name of Jesus, which were released a few years ago by the USCCB. We'll sing number 586, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-glorious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who founded the salvation of the human race on the incarnation of your word, give your peoples the mercy they implore, so that all may know there is no other name to be invoked but the name of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interest, but also every one for those of others. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you set in place, what is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him?
O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. You have made him little less than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet.
O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. All sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the seas.
O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You are to name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, the child was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My grandma's name was Helen, and I assume it still is her name. She's passed. It's a unique name. So anytime I meet someone named Helen, it's an instant connection. And I think of memories, without even trying, memories or see grandma's face in my mind and immediately just kind of smile because there's not a lot of Helens in the world. And I think that name's going to make a great comeback in the next number of years. I've heard of more and more kids being named Helen. And then the name Helen and the connection with my grandma, when I was in high school, I looked up what that is all about with Helen, and I got to St. Helena. St. Helena, the mother of the Emperor Constantine, who had the great conversion to Christianity, and I learned a lot about St. Helena in the Holy Land when I was pilgrimaging there in seminary, that she herself went and discovered the true cross, the real cross, and had churches built and wanted to build a kingdom for Christ, places of worship, and claim all things for Jesus. So Helen, not only for me, makes me think of this wonderful person in my life, but now it makes me think of the saint, and the saint helps me to think of Christ conquering in this world and in the next. All in a name. As we celebrate the holy name of Jesus today, that he received this name chosen by God, given through the angel, I wonder what comes to your mind when you hear the name of Jesus. What memories? Are we numb to it? Because for me, the name Helen, just immediately, my brain just goes wild, you know? It should be like that for us with Jesus. The memories that we have with him and our love for him and in the way that we honor and reverence him, what he's done in our lives, it should immediately spark a reaction within us. One of the things the church asks us to do, and it's kind of fallen out of use, is at the name of Jesus, we always do a slight bow of the head. It's still in the general instruction of the Roman Missal today, for this Mass, right now, that every time we hear the name of Jesus, that we would do a slight bow of the head. And maybe that would help us conjure up all of the beautiful moments of grace and develop a deeper devotion and honor the name and not take the name in vain, but to truly love this as the name above all names. Also, the name of Jesus, of course, causes terror to the enemy, right? To the devil. And that's a powerful thing, is, you know, when you're feeling troubled or distressed, that there's simply one name that can instantly move mountains, that can clear the room, that can clear your soul, and that is the name of Jesus. And so remember that in times of trouble. And what's really cool, and I found out from people who pray in difficult situations, is that his saints have the same effect, like Saint Agnes, Saint Cecilia, Saint Agatha, Saint Lucy, because at the end of the day, they have the name, but they also have the identity of being another Christ, a baptized believer. You know, there's an old song that was running through my mind this morning from camp. It goes, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name too. Isn't that funny? You should watch that on YouTube and laugh a little bit. But when you hear someone's name and they are Christian, we say, his name is my name too. I am another Christ. I was anointed. You were anointed. Priest, prophet, and king. And I wonder what people think of when they hear your name. Does it lead them to an encounter with Jesus Christ because they know, like my grandma, they know that you are associated with the saints, that Jesus' name is your name too, and that the devil can fear us because we are so loved and so protected by the holy name of Jesus, by our God. Those are just some disconnected thoughts for all of you on the radio today. But I have another challenge. In light of this beautiful memorial, I wonder what it's going to take for your last word before you die to be Jesus. What's it going to take? Because that's what it ought to be. So we have to practice, honor, love this name now. So when you barely have control of your faculties and when you're close to that moment of death, this should be your last word on earth and your first word in heaven. Let us offer prayers to our Father. For our Holy Father, our bishops and priests, that they will become visible images of the holy name of Jesus for the world, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and especially in thanksgiving for the Carmelite nuns of the Monastery of the Holy Name of Jesus in Denmark, Wisconsin, we pray to the Lord. For the protection of our rights to life and religious liberty, in that traditional family will once again become the foundation of modern society, we pray to the Lord. For all the intentions of our listeners and supporters, especially those submitted during this Christmas season, that the Holy Family will hear their prayers and provide for all their needs, we pray to the Lord. For all the holy souls in purgatory, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of Anita Wims, and thanksgiving for her support of Relevant Radio, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Receive our prayers, most merciful and loving Father. Give us the reverence and love for the holy name of your Son, Jesus, and that he may be praised in this upcoming year. Through the same Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever. Blessed
are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his holy church.
Bringing you these gifts from what your bounty bestows on us, we pray, O Lord, that just as you have given to Christ, obedient even until death, the name that saves, so you may grant us protection by its power, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly right and just,
our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through him the holy exchange that restores our life has shone forth today in splendor, when our frailty is assumed by your word. Not only does human mortality receive unending honor, but by this wondrous union we too are made eternal. And so in company with the choirs of angels we praise you, and with joy we proclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Corpus Domini, Jesu Christi, custodio d'animo mea, venite materia. Those joining us, watching and listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you with the spirit and fervor of the saints.
Majestic is your name through all the earth. Let us pray. May the sacrificial gifts offered to your majesty, O Lord, to honor Christ's name and which we have now received, fill us, we pray, with your abundant grace, so that we may come to rejoice that our names, too, are written in heaven through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the and for the repose of the soul of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace.
Amen.
May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed to the mercy of God rest in peace.
Amen.
Prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival.
My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to...
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Nancy now, listening in Los Angeles. Hi, Nancy.
I've been away from the church for about 50 years. My daughter's a fervent Catholic, and I just happened to come across your station 3 months ago. And I feel that I found a whole new world for myself, and soon I hope to go to confession. I can't tell
you fantastic.
What listening to you and Drew as well, you two have really brought me back to the church, and my daughter is so grateful, and she's amazed. In fact, she went to church yesterday. She brought back your bumper sticker and all kinds of information about your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I got your book, Pulp Fiction, and it's an amazing book.
Thank you.
That's a book I needed.
Wow.
Very much. So I just want to tell you that without having found that station, I think I would still be in what you might say, limbo. And I just want to call to thank you, and I'm praying every day, and it's just changed my life completely. And
that is
you.
Beautiful, Nancy. Wow. And if you were away for 50 years?
Yes.
During that 50-year span, Nancy, sounds like you maybe fell away in your 30s. During that span of time, did you ever feel kind of nervous and worried and conscience bothering you,
yes.
But you didn't quite come
yes.
back?
Yes, very much mm-hmm. so.
And now that's all gone, right? Because now it's been replaced with peace.
Well, yes, I'm finding peace. I tell everyone about you. I'm
thank
trying
you.
To spread the word. So.
Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at RelevantRadio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.